This is Socks in 7.
Welcome back to Socks in 7. We're your hosts, Kevin Tebow, Mason Reed. Jack Kags is doing his final project college. For school. What a weirdo doing scumbag. College. Scumbag. But we're joined.
Just kidding. Congrats on graduating, bro.
For sure. But we're joined by Mark.
No, our, Matt.
Matt. My fault.
He'll go by Mark. Fellow Red Sox enjoyer.
Yep, fellow Red Sox enjoyer. Worked for the team for a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
So
he took some of John Henry's money that you paid to John Henry.
Pretty much, yeah. He's the reason why we traded Mookie, to be honest.
Yeah, that money needs to go to me.
Yeah, it's pretty
all your fault, bro. Yeah, but we're just ripping 495 on the way back. Ready to watch some Celtics. Donovan Mitchell puts the city on his back over 29.5 tonight in a blowout loss, but take that on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Blowout loss for sure for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
All right, let's talk some Red Sox though.
Yeah,
it's been
for
what,
sure.
Six series since we've been on?
Yeah, pretty much. Hasn't fared well. We go after sweeping the Pirates. We were coming off good series, but at least they finally moved Sedane to short. That was probably the only good thing. Right after we made the pod, Bayo went down.
Yep.
Sick. We only had two pitchers for the last week. That was pretty cool. Past 2 weeks, I meant. But Pavetta came back recently, not to jump ahead. But yeah, we lose a series to the Guardians. It's pretty ugly.
Yeah. The Guardians are a good ball club, though. I watched a few games during that series. Not much great stuff going on. Couple blow. I think if I remember correctly, Connor Wong raked during that series.
Yeah. He hit a couple bombs middle game. Sox won 8-0. They should have won the finale too, but Chris Martin, I believe, snuck it up.
That'll happen though.
Yeah.
He hasn't been great.
Not been great.
Since I started saying that he does not surrender runs, like he started surrendering runs. So that one might be on me.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, when you said that he sucked, he was doing really well.
Yeah. Ref Snyder was scorching during this Guardian series.
Oh, yeah. Ever since he came back, obviously he got hurt again. But, I mean, he's one sensational Asian, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Connor Wong. Yeah, that was the game. He left. Did he leave twice in one game?
Yeah, I forget which game. That might have been the Chicago game.
Yeah. The one game we won against the Guardians, we won 8-0. He went 4-for-4, left twice.
Yeah.
Three
RBIs.
Yeah. He's a beast.
He's been raking this year.
I don't like him defensively, though, to be honest.
I like him more than Reese defensively. Reese has no arm and chucks the ball in the outfield for fun. And
bring up Kyle Teal.
Yeah, but like even I don't know which series it was honestly, but that play that Connor Wong made on that bunt, one of the best plays I've ever seen a catcher make. Smooth criminal. But yeah, then we faced the Cubs, dropped the first game, just absolutely got our dick kicked in.
Then we won 17-0, right?
And then we kicked their dick in. It was really nice. 17-0. Sedane had like 7 ribbies.
Yeah, we were chalking die at Amherst that day, like beautiful day out. And then like Tebow looks on his phone and goes, dude, the Sox are up 11-0. I was like, all right, word.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Sedane, I believe, left twice.
That was the game. Yeah, no, he only hit one bomb, but like he had like a triple. He was like something shy of a cycle for sure.
Yeah.
That was his breakout game though with MLB for sure.
Definitely, he's been hot ever since. And then we scrap out the finale
Sunday night baseball.
Yeah.
And then we can't
Tyler O'Neill walk off.
Yeah, we can't forget that the first game of that series was Cutter Crawford versus Shota Imanaga, and like we hammered the under and it did not win.
Yeah, that was really really unfortunate. No, the under hit.
No, yeah. Well, yeah. The first 5 under did not hit. That's what I hammered. But, yeah, I mean, you hammered it with refs on your 2 bases. And then, like, He gets walked.
He got walked twice instead. Like, walks really need to start counting as bases. Like, it's kind of ridiculous that they don't.
Yeah, unlucky. So, for yeah, sure. I mean, that was a series win. But then after that, we played the Giants, right?
Yep. And then
another series win.
Yeah, we took the first two games, dropped the finale, but it was like kind of, it wasn't a game that like, it was like heartbreaking like normally the Red Sox games are. It was kind of just like we lost that game. It wasn't anything bad. Kind of just didn't put the bat on the ball, pitched well, whatever. It was a bullpen day, I believe, too. So, like, yeah. So I wasn't too mad about it.
And then after that, I mean, we lost the third game of that series. And then since then, we've lost 5-6.
Yeah, the Twins just cooled off our bats like I have never seen before. And then obviously a bunch of moves happen. Bobby gets sent down. Valdez gets sent down. We signed two first baseman scrubs and Zach Short, who just traded for 40 beams and a steak bomb.
Yeah. He's so bad.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe. I mean, we DFA'd him. I don't know why someone didn't just pick him up off waivers, but sure.
Instead, we got 40 bucks.
We'll take a steak bomb at $40.
I'm upset. But yeah, I mean, Tag said in his thoughts for the pod, like, that he's not hitting the panic button because, like, we just lost two games to the Atlanta Braves and they're really good. But, like, I am hitting the panic button. It's time to panic. Like, this season's crumbling before our eyes. Like, we're not going to be above 500 for very long, especially if we, like, don't win this series against the Nationals this weekend. Well, that's bad.
Well, like, we do have a chance to capitalize. We have Hauk versus Patrick Corbin.
And then Cooper Criswell in game two, right?
Yeah, we'll get into the series preview in a little bit.
He's been Cy Young lately. Something I did want to mention, though, is, like, we need to get more scrappy on the base paths. We're not stealing enough bags. Like, Sedane has 3 stolen bases. That guy is one of the fastest in the league. He should be stealing bases. Like, same with Durant.
I completely agree. Like, we had first and second with Sedane on second and Durant on first, nobody out. And
double steal.
Just double steal or put down a bunt or anything. But no, Connor Wong just grounds into a double play. Like, word, bro. Sick.
Common baseball etiquette right there.
Oh.
How many stolen bags does Durant have? Because he had like 6 in 5 games.
He has 9.
Yeah, he hasn't been stealing that many bases.
But Rafaela has 3, which is not acceptable. Because, like, if Ellie De La Cruz has 24, there's no way that, like, our guy should be that low.
Especially when Durant's getting on base at like a, 280 clip.
Yeah, I mean, and he had 6 stolen bases in 5 games. Like, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. He got picked off a couple times against lefties and then just lost his confidence. I don't know.
Yeah, and also Devers rounds into a lot of double plays too. So
that too.
He's been hitting decent well.
But I think we moved him last night in the order. It was Wong second and him 4th, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad sticking with that. Like, I think in like the modern MLB, like, realistically, I think if I was a manager, I would hit my best hitter second, just like Cora had for like a long time with Devers. Like, I think second is the spot in the lineup where you're like, you need like extra base hits and power, just like Devers has. And like, I know Tucker's batting second this year for the Astros. Like, that's the spot in the lineup where I would want to be if I'm like best hitter. In addition to, like, most more at-bats, like, Soto hit second and everything. But, yeah, I mean, the way that, like, it's going right now, especially facing lefties, like, Durant and Devers can just, like, get dealt back-to-back. So, I don't know. Maybe this new lineup gets the bats going. I don't know. It definitely didn't yesterday against Christopher Alonso.
Yeah, I mean, Connor Wong got a couple knocks against him. But, I mean, Devers, I'm starting to think he's like the anti-Poppy. He has no clutch gene. Every time he gets up in a big spot, I just assume he's going to strike out, and he normally does.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting to the point where I'm so over it.
He hasn't really had a good amount of time to find a groove, though. He got injured early on. Like, I'm not worried about him. He's probably like the least of my concern in the whole lineup.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's some of this, like, just simple things. Like,
that's a big thing, too.
Durant hits a one out triple, right? One out guy on third base, and it's Duran. All you have to do is put the ball in play. It can be on the ground. Duran's probably scoring. And he strikes out, and he's swinging out of his shoes for no reason. On pitches way outside the zone. It's like, dude. And then the day before, he strikes out with the bases loaded. Struck out again with the bases loaded today or yesterday. Like, it's... He's not coming up with these big hits where we need him to.
Yeah, he's definitely not right now. He could be the anti-Poppy.
I don't know. I've been really frustrated.
He's early on in his career, though.
Yeah, he did have a lot of big hits. He has had a lot of big hits.
His resume is nice. It's interesting. Oh, he can't do it.
For sure. But, I mean, the past year and a half has been ugly.
Sure.
But this final series, we get swept by the Braves in two games.
Yeah, I mean, just like you were just talking about, like not timely hitting in game one.
Oh, we left 13 runners in scoring position.
Yeah,
13 runners in scoring position.
Tie game, Justin Slayton, who's been great all year, comes in and just like gets whacked around like when we need him to just shove. Makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, and he should have got out of that inning, but the defensive alignment, I don't know why we're not in double play depth when you have a chance to turn a inning double play to keep it tied. But no, let's play pole.
Yeah, and then Christopher Allen Sale. Yeah. It was like the most obvious thing ever that he was going six scoreless yesterday with 10 Ks.
Yeah.
It was just the most obvious thing that ever happened.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't bet on it because I knew it was going to happen. Like, I don't know. It was really, really dumb of me. I could have. They're handing out the money for free.
They did hand out money for free. Like, his K line was 5.5.
Yeah.
And, like, I took it 6.5, like, plus 172. I should have taken them all, dude. I should have clicked them all.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, yeah, they were handing out.
He looked great.
He looked great. Like, his sweeper was just like, well, I'm not even going to call it that. His slider dash curveball was absolutely nasty.
Dude, like, you did not get the sweepers, like, lingo.
Oh, like, yeah.
We're not even going to get into that.
I hate it.
But yeah, it was series preview against the Nats. Like, if we lose this series, it's over. Season's shot.
No.
We almost have to sweep this team.
If we lose tomorrow, cancel the season.
You know, tomorrow, like, is a must win.
Yeah, I mean, you have Tanner Houck, 3-3 with a 1.99. Versus
Patrick Corbin, the worst pitcher
in baseball for the past 3 years.
Exactly.
Got a 6.45 ERA and a 1.81 whip.
Yeah, he's bad.
That's horrible.
I mean, not many teams around the league are playing must-win games in the middle of May, but here we are.
Yeah.
This is a must-win game.
What scared me is that, like, for some reason I thought this team was playing better than last year at this time. Last year we were like 23-16 at this time.
Yeah, it's definitely time to hit the panic button if we lose this series to the Nationals or like game one.
Yeah. Game two, we got Cooper Criswell versus Jacob Irving. Jacob Irving's been pitching pretty well.
Yeah. Cooper Criswell deserves his flowers. Yeah. I thought that guy sucked when we got him. But
yeah,
I guess
absolutely.
Andrew Bailey just making Cooper Criswell good, so he could be the answer.
I mean, he's got a 1.74 ERA. I mean, I feel like he's always in trouble and gets out of it, so I'm scared with, like, CJ Abrams. I feel like he might have a big weekend, not going to lie. He's kind
especially
of
against two righties, too.
Yeah.
Because we're undecided for game three, who obviously deals. Like, we've been over him.
So,
but,
is there a chance
that it's Bellow?
So, the plan was if he felt good today, then he's a go for Sunday. So, if I haven't heard about it yet today, how it went. But what it's supposed to be is Mackenzie Gore versus Brian Bayo. That's must-watch baseball.
Yeah. Mackenzie Gore has potential, but he's not great.
He's not good, bro. He's a guy named Mackenzie.
Yeah, he's not great.
I mean, he's got a 3.44. He's been dicing this year.
He's prone to give up the long ball. He definitely can K a few guys, but he's prone to give up the long ball.
I believe he's averaging like 11 Ks per nine. So the Red Sox also strike out quite often. They have the second most strikeouts in the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's Red Sox money line, Red Sox minus 1.5 all series. And, like, if it doesn't hit, then, like, I'm sad.
Absolutely. I mean, the Nats have been hot. They just went toe-to-toe with the Orioles, almost swept the Orioles.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
Like, we could be in trouble. Orioles.
We could be in trouble. We could be in trouble. And so we're at home this weekend, right?
Yeah. I'll be at the game Friday tomorrow.
Good man, good man.
Hoping for a dub.
Yeah, hopefully the sausage after the game only costs $15 and is like a victory sausage instead of a he makes up an amount. It says like, and then you're eating it mad sad.
Yeah, it's been bad lately. I'm 1-for-12 in my last 13 Red Sox games.
Yeah, but you broke the stigma. You were 0-for-11.
I did break the curse. Like last Friday or whatever it was. That was sweet. Definitely enjoyed that night.
They better not let you get hot.
Yeah, don't let me get hot. That's all I'm saying. Tags got some points. He's not ready to hit the panic button. Braves are the best team in baseball, and Marcelo Ozuna might win MVP. That also leads me to say, like, Nick Pivetta, like, he always gets raked by Marcelo Ozuna. I believe he already has like 6 home runs off of him in his career. Not too worried about Pivetta. First game back. Long ball bites Pivetta sometimes. Tags also, our pitching isn't going to carry us all the way through the season. Need to get the bats going at some point. And Christopher Allen Sale is all Tags had to say.
We already talked about him. Yeah. No, one thing that we didn't mention though about the game yesterday, threw it on like before the Bruins started, and like we were talking about this in the chat, and like Pivetta gets a ground ball double play like to Austin Riley in the first inning. They cut the cameras like commercial. They're like, all right, bet we just got out of the first inning. Nope, comes back. They're reviewing it. Austin Riley safe. Matt Olson double. Ozuna bomb. Another bomb. 4-0 in the first inning. Like, yeah. That's just like Red Sox. If that doesn't describe the Red Sox the last like 5 years, and like I don't know what does.
Yeah, and you knew right when they cut back and the Sox were still on the field, you knew that they were going to score all of the runs.
Oh, exactly. 100%.
Like there was no way we're getting out of that inning after we didn't turn that double play.
No way. Automatic 2 home runs. And then it happened. Like it's almost like clockwork.
And then I don't know if you saw it later in the game where Garrett Cooper and Vaughn Grissom, ball gets hit to Garrett Cooper. Vaughn Grissom just runs in front of Sedane for no reason on a double play ball. And then doesn't touch the base and tags out the runner.
That was also a bad throw back to first.
Oh, definitely. But I think the only reason why the bad throw was because he got confused of who he was supposed to throw to, because Vaughn just ran in there for no reason.
I mean, our fielding is really bad. It's been bad for a long time. So,
yeah. Jaren Duran, 91 percentile outs above average this year. Second in defensive runs saved in center field.
Okay, that's good. But, like, the rest of them are all good at defense, so.
No, definitely not. Devers has looked all right this year.
Yeah, he was DH. He's been DHing, though, right?
Only, like, 2 games.
Maybe not. Well, we have to beat the Nationals in this series, preferably sweep, or else like I'll be upset.
Zach Kelly cannot see the hill. Like, I just want to mention that. Like, we can't be extending him to 2-3 innings in like the game.
Yeah, so we have some guys in the bullpen that are bad.
But definitely.
Like, we also have guys in the bullpen like Sleeton and Bernardino.
Yeah.
So like, you never know. As long as they stay good, pitching stays good. Bats get hot, maybe we'll stay above 500.
Exactly. And when Bayo and Pivetta come back up, Pivetta just came back up, we're going to see some of those guys go away and it'll be easy. Yeah.
Good pod.
Yeah. Any final thoughts? Closing thoughts. I just feel like the wheels are about to fall off. And in a couple weeks, I'm going to be really, really depressed about this team.
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way. We've lost 5 of 6. We're facing like a scrappy Nationals team, and then we're facing like the Rays a bunch of times coming up. We don't really necessarily play great against the Rays, even though they're all great. It actually sucks for that guy. No, he had two domes. So yeah, he's chilling. All right, yeah, good pod.
Yes, sir. All righty. Catch you, boys.